Welcome to the National Wake Up Call. Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2013, and here is your host, Senior Vice President of Global Sales, Jeff Hill.
Sandy, I didn't mean to get y'all choked up this morning, but you know what? That is okay, and it's been a long time since I've heard our call start out with, holy cow. I mean, I felt like I was part of a Batman movie. But anyway, coaches, we are excited for this call today. We are going to be sharing some highlights of what happened at Leadership and, of course, the deep dive, where you'll really get it all and understand the real significance to your business is going to be at our upcoming Super Saturday. Guess when? This upcoming Saturday. But as Sandy just shared, we just came back from Dana Point, Southern California, on the water, beautiful resort. We had 486, I think that's the right number, of qualified coaches, guests, for an extremely powerful weekend where we launched new products. We launched a new system, Coach Basics. We talked about X3, the 21-day fix. I mean, I don't want to steal Miguel's thunder here, but it was great. You know, one of the cool parts about it was is people came from all over the country. And in addition to that, you know, we had coaches that are in the armed forces. It was so fun to talk to these coaches that were in Korea. Some, you know, and they were talking about other coaches that were in Italy, you know, in Japan. And so just a huge shout out to those folks that, you know, stay up in the middle of the night, stay up in the middle of the morning to be actually part of these calls and are taking the Beachbody message to their part of the world. So pretty incredible stuff. Well, coaches, welcome to this call. It's going to be a good one, but let me start out with some, like they aren't all good ones, right? But let me start out with some announcements this morning. This is the final week for Team Beachbody Cup registration. And if you want results in your business, I could go on and on about the numbers, but if you want results in your business, if you want your team to grow, if you want to increase your income, your volume, your rank advancement, there's things you can do to make that happen. This may be the most leveraged. And you may be sitting back and going, but Jeff, it's work. I've got to get focused. I've got to pull the team together. Man, that's going to stretch me. You know what? That's great. But if you want results, you will be on a team. You will start a team. And so step up and make that happen, because this will really propel your business through the end of the year, particularly in light of all of the announcements that we made this past weekend. So there's lots of fun prizes, but the greatest prize of all is the results you get from your business growing. So check Coach Online Office for all the details. Now, as I just mentioned, Super Saturday is this weekend, September 28th. I know a few are having it on Sunday as well. I'm actually traveling to Japan. We're having it on Sunday for Super Saturday. Going to pull some great coaches together over there. But this Wednesday is the final day to register your event. We already have a record number, 425, I think the number is, events that are planned around the country. You can check the online office to find out more details where events are near you. But if you don't see one, step up. Make it happen. And guys, don't just register your place for yourself to get the material. The power in this is the synergy that comes together, that happens when you pull coaches together under the same roof. So even if you happen to be by yourself, find someone to host this event with, to be with, because that's where the power come. So it's going to be a great event. We did launch, just so you know, for those that are in the area where there's an elite coach, many of them, I can't speak for all of them, but we gave them a sample copy of the new X3, that some of them will be using that new X3 to do a workout after. Not everyone will. That's not a promise, but some will. So that's a cool piece as well. Last week of the month, coaches. So this is the last week to take care of our September promotions, the Shanti Dance Party Challenge Pack discount. Of course, that's only $140. Really helps overcome some price objections, but get some great fitness programs. So take care of that. That will help you also earn Success Club during the month. And also earned the Team Beachbody Tool Pack. That's a 10-pack of Success from Home magazines, which really creates some great credibility, has some great stories in that. Great to have on your coffee table, but also to just share what people have done in their business. And it gives you about 10, 15 just ready-made stories of success that others are having, and really creates a bit of the dream. One of the other announcements that we launched at Leadership this weekend was the Shakeology Combo Box and the Taste Sampler. And those two products are arriving today. So both of these new products will be live in the Team Beachbody shop by, our promise is by basically midnight, 11:59 Pacific time tonight. And then the combo box will be added to challenge packs throughout the week, and they should be in all of the packs by end of day on Wednesday, September 25th. So all of the coaches that were at Leadership were absolutely pumped about these. Sandy just threw out a little teaser on the combo pack of chocolate and vanilla Shakeology, and of course the Taste Sampler pack has four different products in there that are going to be great, and you can read about this on the Coach Online in the Coach Online office today. So that's great. Now, last announcement. Coach Basics was a big announcement at Leadership. And this really is a system. We talked about the power of system. We talked about the power of duplication. And that has arrived today. It's available in the online office in under news and training. And it's going to receive a big feature at Super Saturday. And I know Miguel's going to talk a bit more about that today. But if for no other reason going to Super Saturday, it's to hear more about Coach Basics. It's a game changer. It's something that's duplicatable in your business, particularly for new coaches, to get them started in the right way. Again, creates the highest probability of success, results, $900 by the holidays, a whole bunch of stories that can impact your business. But coaches, this is going to be a powerful week because of the announcements, because of Team Cup, because of Coach Basics, and everything that was launched. So we need you to be more fully engaged than you have ever been before, so that it drives the end of the year for you personally in a significant way. Coaches, let's jump into some recognition. We've got none other than Sandy is now calling him the voice, Mr. Darren Ashby, our director of recognition. Darren, jump on.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, coaches. Hope those of you that attended Leadership made it back safe and sound, and thanks for joining us this morning. I know you guys got in. Some of you got in rather late last night, so glad to have you on the call. Another great week of advancements, so let's jump right in with our newest Diamond Coaches. Congratulations to Adriana Algarin, Danielle Baker, Amber Blanche, Stephen Blumenthal, Lauren Berlier, Scott Bryles, Veronica Carr, from Canada, Aaron Carrasco, Molly Clark, Chad Krogan, Stephanie Diaz, Colleen Eddy, Crystal Fretzner, Shante Franco, Kelly Grignon, Cindy Henderson, Walt Kozlowski Jr., Danielle McKeon, Cassie Honori, Sarah Pohl, Kim Ronondi, Kevin Weber, and from Canada, Mike Whitney and Kelly Wolf. New Star Diamonds, George Badim, Scott Craycraft, Kessa Hawkins, Lena Holt, Jared McLeod, Brandy Murphy, Kamala Nisketch, and from Canada, Heather Rice. New two-star diamonds in her secondary business center, Tara Carr, Shane Fryer. From Canada, Craig Henry, Lauren Majewski, Karen McDonald, also from Canada, Marky Reeves, Katie Ersta, and Tracy Warren. And now our new five-star diamonds, we've got several today, Angela Green, Susanna Johnson, Nicole Jones, Joelle Mattson, and Andrea Sims. New six-star diamond, Sarah Try. A new seven-star diamond in her third business center, Janelle Summers. New eight-star diamond, Summer Tucker. New 10-star diamonds, Jimmy Nelson and Elvin Osorio. And congratulations to our newest 14-star diamond, and I think something coming up next week for her, Allie Upham. Congratulations, coaches, on the rank advances. It's really great. Now for our daily Beachbody Challenge winners for September 16th through the 22nd. Each of these coaches won $500. We have Sheriff Sharif Harris, Chris Sharp, Jody Linebar, Nick Tribby, Marta De Jesus, Aaron and Deborah LaCrita. Now, our top challenge pack sales, we have Corey Davidson, David Marston, Trevor Kutrin, Raina Odell, and Ivanova Morales. And in a four-way tie for our top recruiters, for top recruiters, we have Lindsay Matway, Justin Orlando, Alyssa Shoemaker, and Shayla Velez. Also top recruiters, J.D. Folsom, Jim Rumpf, Anita Miron, Scotty Hobbs, Jackie Connolly, Melanie Metro, Lauren Penrose, Jessica Lambert, and Christelle Vignes. Our top Success Club point earners, Corey Davidson, David Marston, Shelley Gonzalez, Raina Odell, Ivanova Morales, and Trevor Kutrin. Congratulations to all of our achievers this week, and as always, make it a fantastic week. Jeff?
All right, Darren, and as always, the voice was pure this morning, despite the little sleep that you got. Thank you. Hey, and coaches, congratulations. You know, there's some pretty significant rank advancements. Of course, every rank advancement is significant because it represents a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of teamwork from so many coaches. You know, but there's some there that really stand out. You think about Janelle Summers, 7-star diamond in her third business center. You had Jimmy Hayes Nelson, Elvin Osorio, 10-star diamonds. And I was sitting at our elite dinner at Dana Point Leadership, and we were sitting at the same table as Ali Upham is on Wednesday night. And, of course, Wednesday night, you're crossing your fingers, you're working the phone, you're making sure that everything's happening. And she was as nervous as a cat. You're just making sure, and she was going to get, I got to eat, I got to go make sure that everything's in line so that as I move my business forward, all my I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So, you know, oftentimes people think, oh, for these upper-level coaches, you know, it probably comes somewhat effortlessly. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. These coaches are working hard. They're giving great attention to every detail in their business, making sure it's working well. So, coaches, all of you, congratulations on moving your businesses forward this past week. Well, coaches, today as we jump into our call, you heard a number of coaches that were recognized from Canada. And, of course, we're still in a pre-launch phase in Canada, but that hasn't stopped our coaches from moving forward significantly up there. And this morning we have a coach who really has distinguished himself as a powerhouse, particularly in the Winnipeg area in Canada. He was one of the first in most regards for all of Canada. So we're excited to have him on the call today and to share a little bit about what his journey and about his impressions of what took place at Leadership. He's married. He's a proud father of 3 children. Going to Leadership actually was a very big goal for him. He's had 11 consecutive months in Success Club, and that's every month since he joined Beachbody, which was in October of 2012. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba. He is was our very first Diamond Coach in Canada. So would you please help me welcome, I know you're just all going to be standing on your chairs and screaming wildly, 4-star Diamond Coach, Miguel Carrasco. Miguel, are you still awake? I know that you got home late last night from Leadership.
Yeah, I'm kind of still awake here, and I'm super excited. That was a really nice intro. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Well, Miguel, it was fun to see you at Leadership, but you've also really been making things happen up in Canada and setting some benchmarks for others to follow. But before we get into some of the learning and some of those things, it's always great to learn a little bit more about you and how you became acquainted with Beachbody. So why don't you just jump in and give us a little bit of that?
Sure. I mean, there's so many cool announcements, so I'll keep it kind of short. I tend to ramble sometimes, so I'll keep it short. But, I mean, life before Beachbody was actually super good. People are kind of shocked to hear that sometimes. I had a great career at Microsoft. I still do, earning well over 6 figures. Problem with that was going out every night, you know, gaining 5 pounds every year, you know, getting to entertain clients. And, you know, I had a career that started pretty early with Microsoft when I was 20. So, you know, having a disposable income, it just kind of gained on me. And then last year, I'm going to try not get too emotional about this. Last year, basically in June, I ended up in the hospital with high blood pressure of 190 over 120. I was driving home one day and my left hand completely started going numb. And I didn't know what was wrong. And I kind of just let it go as I typically would do. Jumped in the shower, and then I finally told my wife, I'm like, hey, I don't feel good. And she's like, what's wrong? She's like, well, I was having a shower, and I was trying to, you know, massage some soap into my scalp, and I couldn't really feel my head very well. And she freaked out and told me, you better go to the hospital right now. And she, as you know, wives, she won that argument in about 4 seconds. So I got in my car, got to the hospital, and they told me my blood pressure was super high. They hooked me up to all this stuff, and I remember that minute I looked up at the ceiling and I said, like, what's going on? Like, my cell phone was dead. It was 11 o'clock at night, and I thought that was it. It was over, you know, and I was 230 pounds, and pretty much people thought around me that I was super successful, but really I was in the worst shape of my life, you know, doing stuff that I shouldn't have been doing, and it was a pretty bad moment for me. And then I remember, you know, coming home that night, lying down with my kids, and just looking at them and going, like, wow, like, I need to do something here because I need to be here for my kids, and that's not what I've been brought up to do. So it was pretty bad but good at the same time.
Well, so just keep going with your story a little bit, how you became acquainted with Beachbody and what happened with your weight loss.
Sure. I mean, and then after that, I tried a couple things. I went to doctors. None of them said lose weight. They all said, you know, take this pill for that or take that pill for that. And then after about a month of going to different doctors, basically I just took matters into my own hands and said, you know, maybe if I lose some weight, maybe something might happen. And my friends weren't telling me. They were too nice. And so basically, one night I decided I was going to go for a run. I tried running. That didn't work. My knees got swollen. I tried going to the gym. You know, that didn't work. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was looking at the guy left and right to me, and they seemed like what they were doing was good, but that clearly didn't work for me. I was wasting 2 hours. And then I tried a personal trainer, too, and after the first free, quote-unquote, session, he said it was going to be about $500 for 3 sessions a month, which I thought, well, that's not going to really do anything. And then that night, actually, I came home, and I saw a P90X commercial on TV, and I was like, wow, I mean, that looks pretty cool. I could totally do that. Those guys are pretty buff. And then right after that, there was a TurboFire commercial, and then my wife loves infomercials, so she saw the TurboFire commercial. She's like, okay, you got to buy both those programs. So I bought both of them. I think it was like $800. I bought like the whole ultimate kit. I had the chin-up bar, everything. You know, showed up at my house, and I started doing P90X. And on the third day, I still remember like falling because the chin-up bar fell. I didn't have it set up right. And I just said, you know what? This is stupid. P90X is way too hard. I can't do this. Those guys on TV are fake. It's got to be Photoshopped. You know, not for me. Went upstairs, you know, grabbed a Heineken, sat on the couch, and my wife's like, what are you doing? And I said, I can't do this. This is not for me. And she hadn't opened TurboFire yet. So she looks at TurboFire, and she's like, you should do that workout. And I said, I am not doing TurboFire. TurboFire is a girl's workout. That's for you. And she's like, you should just try it. And so the next day, I pop in TurboFire. You know, I just, well, I'll give it a shot. And I pop it in, and I look at the schedule, and I'm like, oh, some of these workouts are long. You know, I'm not going to follow this. I'll just, which one's the shortest one? So I looked at it. I had a HIIT 15 workout. And I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty short. And I thought it would be easy. And I was dead wrong. It was really hard. And I did the workout. And the last thing that kind of stuck in my mind was right at the end, Shalene Johnson kind of looks at the TV. And she goes, it's you, baby. All you and you can do it. And I know as a guy that might sound a little weird. But when she said that, you know, something happened. And I just broke down in tears. And I just kind of fell to the ground. And there was one more hip kind of session to go. And I was dying. I was literally, like, dying. And I got up, and I picked myself up, and I powered through the workout. It probably looked terrible. And but that moment, like, I just realized, like, I could do this. And someone believed in me, and I never met her before. But if she believes in me, I can do this. And I just went on to do it. I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. I lost another 20 pounds in a couple of weeks after that. And after 90 days, I'd lost 45 pounds with TurboFire. And it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I just kept doing it. I kept telling my friends about it. They started buying TurboFire and workouts, and it just kind of went from there.
Oh, that's an amazing story. Congratulations, just on the transformation. And you know, I mean, it's this piece of being a proof the products work. But then you got introduced to the coaching opportunity. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah, and then actually some of my friends started telling me, hey, you should become a Beachbody coach. I think it was October 1st, and a little bit before that there was like some hype going around about it in Winnipeg, and I said, no, you know, that's not for me. That sounds like, you know, a scam. I'm not into network marketing. You know, I don't want to sell candles out of my basement. No thanks. And again, no offense to anyone, but that wasn't for me. Like, I make six figures. I don't need this, and I just want to help people. And then the second day in, I decided to, like, you know, actually check it out and take a look at it. And I ended up signing up as a coach with Lindsay Matway, and she didn't know who I was and whatever. She was my coach, so I signed up. And, a couple of weeks in, I just started telling people about my transformation. I just started sharing kind of normally. I didn't really act as a Beachbody coach. I was just telling people how I lost all the weight. And, you know, by then I had already lost almost 60 pounds. To date, I've lost 80 pounds. And basically people were just like, how do I do that? And I just started telling them, signing them up with challenge packs, and I was signing some of them up as coaches. And I think 20 days in or so, this Lindsay Matway calls me up, and I hadn't talked to her on the phone yet. She's like, hey, Miguel, it's Lindsay. I'm like, oh, hey, how are you? And she's like, oh, you know, you're like, you could become the first diamond coach in Canada. I'm like, oh, cool. What's a diamond coach? And so she kind of starts explaining it to me, and I'm like, okay, so all I got to do is activate two coaches. She's like, yeah, you think you can get them to get Shakeology? I'm like, yeah, no problem. So, like, within 5 minutes, I called them up. I told them about Shakeology, and then I texted Lindsay back on her phone. I'm like, hey, I did it. I'm diamond. And she's like, no, you won't be diamond until Thursday. That's when it all changes over. I'm like, okay, well, I'm excited. I did it. And I became the first diamond coach. And that minute, I think I realized when Lindsay called me and believed in me, I'm like, hold on, there's something more to this. And I started Googling and doing research. I started staying out till 4 in the morning some days, just like reading everything I could about Beachbody. I decided right then that, you know, I wasn't going to treat this just like a hobby. I was going to treat this like a $1 million business. And I think that's kind of when the lights went off, when I heard my name announced on the coach call as the first diamond coach in Canada. When I saw Carl Deichler tweeting about it, I realized, hold on, wait a minute, like all of the struggle that I had gone through, where I thought, like, you know, why me? I had just been baptized a year before. I haven't shared that before. And the year leading up to it, I thought it should be great. And I'd gone through all this more struggle, and it all kind of came together for me. It kind of just, I realized, okay, like, this is what, I was put here for a reason, to help people, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make money because I want to help more people. And if I can make more money at the business, I'm going to be able to help more people. And I think that was the key thing for me that changed it.
Well, that's an awesome story, and I appreciate you sharing it. And just maybe as a side note, if I'm not mistaken on this, Miguel, you not only were you the first diamond, but you were the first one-star, the first two-star, three-star, four-star, and you're now five-star qualifying in Canada. So congratulations on all of that while you're helping people. That's really, I think, it's really a pretty cool journey that you're on. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, so, Miguel, you got back last night about midnight from leadership. Dana Point, I know that the temperature in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the temperature at Dana Point down in Southern Cal, pretty much identical, right?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah. not really. But listen, why don't you just talk a little bit about what your experience there was, and feel free to talk about some of the impressions and some of the products that you think will be impactful for coaches.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, basically, it was just so exciting. It was an amazing, amazing experience for me. Like, I mean, I couldn't believe it. When I got back yesterday, I was just completely blown away from everything that had happened. And we got back around 11. And then around midnight, basically, we finally got home. And I think I slept like an hour. And it wasn't because of our kids. It was because of all the announcements and all of the cool things that I learned down there. Just being surrounded by all these incredible leaders and, you know, being able to talk to past, you know, top coaches, current top coaches, Christine Dwyer, Lindsay Matway, like all these amazing people, you know, will just blow your business out of the water. And, I mean, every single person on this call, you have, like, a long time to get to leadership. And all of you need to be a leadership. I mean, if you really want to do this business, you know, being around other people that have what you want is the number one way that you're going to get there. And so I think my business is going to explode. And because of that, you know, there was three big things that I kind of want to talk about that were announced. So I spent pretty much all night, you know, working hard, trying to set it up for my team, you know, teeing it up. Because the one problem with all these things is there is definitely information overload. So you, as a leader, I got to, you know, tee it up for them so that all they got to do is swing. That's what I try and think of, is like, okay, well, there's all this info. I got to tee it up for them so that when they take that swing, you know, it's going to land on the green. And that's kind of what I was doing last night, you know. So maybe, like, to talk a little bit about that, you know, one I want to talk about was Coach Basics. You know, Coach Basics is phenomenal. One of the secrets, I guess, quote-unquote secrets, that I used since it launched in Canada was I wanted to create a system. So when my new coaches came on board, I wanted them to have a full kind of video training system. So when they become a coach on my team, they interact with me. So I spent a lot of time recording YouTube videos and things like that. And when I saw Coach Basics for the first time this weekend, I went back to the room that night and I went through the entire manual. Like, I read it cover to cover. You know, I had read Compound Effect, which is covered in the book. And a lot of things stuck out at me. You know, some things that I was doing, but a lot of things that I wasn't doing that I hadn't thought of before. And I thought, this is awesome. You know, so for me, you know, Coach Basics, for those that don't know, is basically like a 60-day, basically, jumpstart program for all of your coaches. So whether you're a diamond coach, whether you're a new coach, you know, this is going to help you, you know, learn all that you need to know about Beachbody to be successful. So with that, the other cool part that I learned about was Google Hangouts. So I haven't been using Google Hangouts. We've tried them a couple times. But one of the things with this coach program is that you'll have your diamonds interact with your team one-on-one. So you'll have small groups of 10 people, say, with a diamond coach, working with them and, you know, really once a week ensuring that they're doing all the vital behaviors, that they're handing in their forms, and ensuring that they're being successful. So a lot of those things are really, really cool with Coach Basics. So my plan with Coach Basics is to take it and really make it my own, you know, make it my feel. And I think that's the secret sauce that a lot of coaches that I met with, I talk to all the top coaches, a lot of them, what they do is they take what they get from Beachbody and they make it their own. And that's a huge important point. If you're writing down notes, write that down. Take what Beachbody gives you and make it your own. Because people connect with you differently than they're going to connect with somebody else. And that's why we can all help each other, right? Because I'm not worried that I'm going to tell some other coach something that I'm doing, because people that are going to connect with him are not going to connect with me, and people that connect with me are going to connect with him. So you really need to make it your own. So for me, I'm going to give it that Canadian feel, right? So my coach training program is going to be more Canadian, right, per se. Very similar, but just a little bit different. So that was a huge thing, the Coach Basics. And then obviously the Beachbody Cup, which is massive. I mean, if you do anything, if you forget anything I've said today, you need to join a Beachbody Cup team. The last Beachbody Cup, we registered 5 teams. We had great success. We had some of the best success ever on the team. That was my highest paid week as well, was when the Beachbody Cup was going. And my team actually ranked, I think, 32 out of however many, 2,000, 3,000 coaches that signed up. So it was like top 1 percentile. We did great. Like, overall, I think we had, I think, almost over 130 Success Club points that specific month as well, just on my team of 5. And the cool thing with Beachbody Cup is that it brings everything around you into play, right? You need to do all the vital behaviors. You need to do the Coach Basics. You know, I was talking to some people before, and I really see Beachbody Cup as the action step, right? The Coach Basics is really the knowledge, but you need to apply that. You need to be driven. You know, all of us on the call are probably, some of you are going, that sounds great. You know, it sounds like something cool, but it's going to take some time. But the reality is that you need to take the time. You need to take action. You need to join a Beachbody Cup team. It'll take you like 5-10 minutes after this call. You made 30 minutes to listen to me. You can take 5 minutes to join a team. It will change your business. And then the last thing, I guess, is the new programs. I mean, the new programs that were announced were amazing. P90X3, super pumped. 21-day fix, amazing. The combo packs and the sampler packs, I mean, is amazing. And here's what I'll tell you, and this is a kind of a Canadian quote, but when I first started the business, I always realized, I'm like, there's 140,000 coaches here, and a lot of them are going to do the things the same way. So I want to be different. And what Wayne Gretzky always said was, he always says, skate where the puck is going to be, not where it has been. And that's what I've been doing since day one. So I know everyone's out there selling, you know, specific products that Beachbody's talking about right now, but I still do that for sure, but at the same time, I'm looking at the new programs, right? So I want to be the first one to try 21-Day Fix. So I was, right? I want to be the first one to try P90X3. So I was. I want to be the first one to try the combo packs. I'm going to tell my team to buy the tester sampler pack. They have to do everything before everyone else so they can learn everything so that when it does come time to launch, they know everything about those programs and they're ready to go. Otherwise, they're just sitting on the fence and then catching up. So that's a big thing for me. I'm super pumped about all those workouts. We're going to do P90X3 at the Super Saturday. And, yeah, all my coaches are going to get really serious about all that stuff. So those are kind of the 3 things that I wanted to kind of quickly touch on, Jeff. Hopefully I didn't go too long there.
No, you didn't go too long at all. And they were, excellent points. And I think just excellent suggestions on what people need to do. And maybe a lot of people on this call don't know who Wayne Gretzky is. Only the greatest hockey player in history who happens to be Canadian, right? So I was talking to someone the other day about that, and they're going, well, I think Wayne Gretzky was from L.A., wasn't he? And I go, oh, no. But enough of Wayne Gretzky. But I think your points are so well taken on, you know, get the sampler pack, get the combo pack, become familiar with these new programs, but then you've got to put it into action.
you know, by and Team Cup is there. Get acquainted with the coach basics. Miguel, as you look at is where you're going with your beach body business. You've given great advice, Dave, but just from a personal vision standpoint, where do you see your life going with beach body?
I mean, it's amazing. I haven't quit my full time job. And the cool thing was I was planning on doing that, but it's given me so much more power and flexibility. You know, to kind of call my own shots. I think that's the biggest problem for lots of people is they work a job that maybe they kind of like, but they have to do whatever is told to them because they're afraid they might get fired or let go. So Beachbody, like I'm able to call my own shots now. You know, if I don't want to travel anymore, I tell them I don't want to travel anymore. I'm not worried that I might get let go or these things that we don't worry about, that we worry about all the time. So, I mean, it's been amazing since then. Like, I mean, the coolest thing is I'm surrounded by so many people that want me to be successful. I mean, it's so cool. Like, I mean, in Canada, I consider all the Canadian coaches part of the family. Like, I spend a lot of time on Messenger helping them all out. You know, I kind of feel like we're all doing this together. I look at Puerto Rico and what they've been able to do in Puerto Rico, and I have a Spanish background in me, too. And, you know, when I was at Coach Summit last year, there wasn't a lot of Canadians there. And I've even been thinking about, okay, this year we got to band together as Canada and, like, really show, like, you know, maybe show up in a bunch of hockey jerseys and throw around a flag or do something really cool.
There you
really
go.
Going up Puerto Rico. So I'm just super pumped about it, just being able to help so many people. You know, we have over 320 coaches across Canada now just on my team. I mean, it's just been absolutely amazing, amazing experience. Like, it's just completely blown away by it. And, I just can't believe it. My whole plan is just to shoot for the moon. Like, my big goal is to be a 15-star diamond coach by Summit next year. I don't know if I'll get there, but I'm shooting for the stars, and if I land on the moon, it won't be a big deal to me.
Well, you've certainly had a lot of tremendous accomplishments already, and the way you've got your business dialed in, I'd be betting on you. Let me just put it that way, Miguel. So, hey, thank you so much for your insights, for your passion, and for your leadership up there in Canada. Just so everybody on the call knows, we have in excess, I think, just shy of 5,000, between 4,000 and 5,000 coaches, you know, in Canada right now. So the great white north is being represented, and Beachbody is alive and well, and we only look to it growing even more and more. So thanks for all your leadership up there, Miguel.
Great. Thanks so much, Jeff. It was a pleasure. I do want to say thank you to all my Diamond coaches. This is really your call. I was just speaking on your voice and all the other Canadian coaches out there that are in the pre-launch phase. I mean, let's do this. We can all do this. We can, you know, change the lives of so many people. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm so super blessed to be surrounded by all you guys and love you guys very much.
Yeah, nice. Miguel, thank you so much. Let me just point out one other piece. You may not have noticed this, but Miguel, everyone thinks that a Canadian has to end every sentence with A. Miguel didn't say A one time. So I thought that was pretty impressive, too. Maybe break some stereotypes there. But, coaches, we're going to be quick in closing this call. The call to action is you need to become familiar with Coach Basics. It's a great starter. It is the way to get your new coaches started right. It's available online in the new, under the News and Training tab. You've got to be part of Team Cup, and you've got to be at Super Saturday. Those are the three things to be focusing on this week. Get a team together, make a commitment to get your team and yourself to a Super Saturday, and get acquainted with Coach Basics, and then make some decisions to move your business forward. You do that, these next 3 months in your business will be powerful, and they'll be rewarding. You've got all the tools there to be successful if you do your part and bring your passion and your commitment and your action. Coaches, thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a great week. Look forward to the results. And by the way, we've got a superstar. In fact, she's been Superstar Diamond 2 times. The first one to ever do it in the history of the company, Christine Dwyer, Superstar Diamond in two of her business centers and moving her third along. But she will be speaking next week, so make sure you're on our call then. Thanks, coaches. And Sandy, let them know how they can dial back in if they want to listen to this call again.
I'm back, and what a great call. Thank you so much, Miguel. And we're going to post this call in about an hour, so please let people know it was a great call, and they should check out the playback line at 832-225-5065. Make it a fantastic week, everybody. Bye-bye.